My dearly beloved in Christ, this past week, on Tuesday, we had the Feast of the Most Precious Blood of Jesus, July 1st. And the entire month of July is dedicated to the precious blood. We should reflect on what St. Paul says, that the blood of Christ was the price of our salvation. He says, "You were purchased at a great price." Every day, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered. And we say that the Mass is the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, because Jesus suffered and died only once, once for all. Does not have to be repeated. But the sacrifice of our Lord is renewed, but in an unbloody manner, where on the altar he offers himself to his heavenly Father and distributes his graces and blessings to us. I came across a wonderful quote from St. Leonard of Port Maurice on the Mass. He says, "What tongue, human or angelic, may ever describe a power so immeasurable as that exercised by the simplest priest in Mass? Who could ever have imagined that the voice of man, which by nature has not the power even to raise a straw from the ground, should obtain through grace a power so stupendous as to bring from heaven to earth the Son of God?" To think that a priest, by saying the words of consecration, brings down upon the altar the Son of God, that the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ at every Mass. On Tuesday, again, the Feast of the Precious Blood, the epistle was taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. And St. Paul talks about the blood of Christ, or how he makes a comparison with the Old Testament. And after Moses received the Ten Commandments, he had a little ceremony. He had a sacrifice of calves and goats, and then he took the blood and he sprinkled the book and the people with this blood. And all of this was done to foreshadow the perfect sacrifice of Christ shedding his blood for us upon the cross. These are some of the words of St. Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 9. "Not even the first," he's talking about the first covenant, "has been inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been read by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded for you.' The tabernacle also and all the vessels of the ministry he sprinkled likewise with blood. And with blood almost everything is cleansed according to the law. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." So again, what gratitude we owe to our divine Lord for shedding his blood for us, for our redemption, that we might be able to get to heaven, to be with him for all eternity. But getting back to the Mass, we should make certain that we attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass with devotion. We fulfill the commandment to assist at Mass on all Sundays and holy days, not by being merely physically present in the church, but by being attentive, to unite your attention with the intention with the priest in offering the Mass to the Heavenly Father. Being attentive and joining in mind and heart, not just with your body, being present in the church. So I was asked recently to give a little sermon on how to follow the Missal. And I know for most of you Catholics, that's old hat. You are very familiar with the Missal. But some of those who are newer might not be as familiar. Now we do have, and I'm getting more copies, it'll be in the pews, a booklet called The Simple Missal. And that has the prayers of the Mass that are said every day. And it's good to have a missal like that to follow. But the bigger missals that have the prayers for every day would be good to have and know how to follow it. So briefly, we could say that all the prayers of the Mass can be put into two categories. There are those prayers that are said every single day, and we call that the ordinary of the Mass. And then there are those prayers that change from day to day, and we call those the proper of the Mass. And you know that a missal typically has ribbons. So the ordinary of the Mass, the prayers that are said the same every day, would usually are placed right in the middle of the missal. And then to the left, or to the front part of the missal, would be the proper of the time. That would be the propers for Sundays, feasts of our Lord, like Christmas and Easter and Epiphany and Ascension Thursday, etc. That is called the temporal cycle. So the proper would be found there. But if it's a Mass of a saint, those propers would be found in the second half of the Missal, after the ordinary, which again is in the center. Now, we need to know what Mass the priest is offering, and I always announce it if it's different from what's in your Missal for the given day. But you should have a ribbon there. Now, if it's a saint on a weekday, you have certain parts of the proper that are the same for all of the saints who were confessors, or all of the virgins, or all of the martyrs. And so in the back of the missal, you have what we call the common masses for these different categories. Common of the apostles, common of one martyr, common of several martyrs, common of martyrs during the Easter season. It's a different Mass. Common of a confessor bishop, common of a confessor who is not a bishop, etc. And then sometimes, the saint for the day, you'll have certain prayers, but then it will say, turn to page so-and-so for the rest of the proper of the saint, because he's part of that category of the, again, confessors, virgins, martyrs, whatever. So remember to set up your missal before Mass. Use the missal and read the prayers. Now, in this regard, there is something that you should avoid, and that is the idea that you have to read every word that the priest says at Mass. If you do, that's fine. But sometimes you'll come across a prayer and you're thinking about it, you're meditating upon the meaning of that prayer, and that's good. You can pause there, read the prayer, reread it, meditate upon it, and don't feel bound to read necessarily every single word that the priest does. But it's good to know how to set up the missal, to follow the missal. Now, I mentioned the proper. You have the middle of the missal, the ordinary. The prayer is the same each day. The proper changes from one day to the next. You have the proper of the time, the Sundays, and feasts of our Lord, and then and masses of Lent, and then you have the proper of the saints. But within the proper, there are three different kinds of readings. First of all, there are the scriptural readings, the epistle and gospel. The epistle is usually taken from a book of the New Testament, an epistle of St. Paul or St. Peter, St. John. It could be sometimes from a book in the Old Testament. And then after that, there is the gospel. The gospel is a reading from one of the four gospels written by Saints Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you notice we always stand when we read the gospel out of respect for the word of God. You stand as we do, as you did right before the sermon for the gospel, and then at the end of Mass for the last gospel. So in the proper, we have the epistle and gospel. We also have orations. The first one is called a collect. It's right before the epistle. Another one is called the secret prayer. It's at the end of the offertory. And then the third one is called the post-communion, which is towards the end of Mass. And those prayers, if there's a feast that's commemorated, then there might be a second collect, a second set of prayers. The other parts of the proper are the ones that a choir would sing at a high Mass. There's the introit. There's the gradual and alleluia verse, the offertory, not the entire offertory, but the offertory verse, and then there's the communion verse. Those are most often taken from the Psalms and sometimes from other books in the Bible, and if there's a saint for the day, a lot of times those verses have to do with that saint or that classification of saints. But like on Sundays, they just deal with the worship of Almighty God. So read them carefully. Follow the missal. Try to learn how to use the missal, how to set it up. Use the ribbons to go from the ordinary to the proper when it's time for a proper part of the Mass. But above all, unite yourself with the priest in offering the Mass to God, keeping in mind that the Mass is the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. That sacrifice in which our Lord shed his blood for our redemption and, God willing, if we cooperate with the graces, for our salvation. We must be so grateful to our divine Lord for shedding his blood for us that we might one day be with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.